This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Beckett Law continues defending the Little Sisters of the Poor against states determined to make them provide abortifacient drugs and contraception in employee health care coverage. A Sunday ruling in a Northern California federal court seems to restrict the White House rules, relieving the Little Sisters in many but not all states. YouTube has censored another pro-life video. Live Action criticized Planned Parenthood medical malpractice, and Google's YouTube calls that hate speech. Being pro-life in New York State could be a crime, as speech and conscience rights could be made to yield to abortion as a fundamental right in New York. According to New York Right to Life, even assaults on women who want their children could be decriminalized. This is Life News Radio. It does not matter if the dark ages of 1,000 years ago were real or not, if we are today creating the reality of a new dark age, a culture of death. The life issue is central to this as assaults on the human person continue in the stories you hear on this station. Abortion, contraception, embryonic stem cell research, eugenics, assisted suicide are all robberies perpetrated against both human souls and God. Stop the robbery and create a culture of life. In other headlines, a Canadian priest is still in hot water for holding a free speech sign near the notorious Morgenthaler abortion clinic in Ottawa. And as the Gosnell movie is now available on DVD, another movie trailer has been released for the new Roe v. Wade movie, the story of what really happened. RoeVWadeMovie.com leads to a GoFundMe page where the movie featuring John Voight continues gathering steam. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.